A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means. Like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO free. It features key mom to baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is John Batzer. Conversation with Jonathan Pelson. Highly recommended book, Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. This looks into the late 20th century when China was barely scratching along on the revival from the horrors of the Cultural Revolution. And they needed telephones, so they called up AT&T. And AT&T sends a 23-year-old named Hurd. And his mission is to sell China 1G, old equipment, discarded cellular equipment. China wanted the best. They got old stuff from America. However, the Chinese kind of negotiating was new to Mr. Hurd, and the lawyer sat with him day after day after day, his lawyer, while they listened to the Chinese bargain for the best equipment. They wanted the best. They got the old stuff, but they wanted the best. Early days. This is not China, the predator state, China threatening its neighbors. This is a desperate, hungry China who wanted to be modern, who wanted to shed the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, the brutality of the Maoist era, early 90s. Here's Jonathan Pelson. Much more of this tonight. Wireless wars.
Well, I find it incredible that this company sent a 23-year-old off to China to negotiate on behalf of the world's biggest communications company, how to set up the first joint ventures for a factory in China. But Brewington made the right choice. David Hurd, when I was talking to him about the book, interviewing him, I said, so you were going to school nights while you worked at AT&T? He said, no, John, I was going to school full time. I was working at AT&T nights. I said, okay. Well, he had a reputation for energy. The Chinese were going to wear him down. He said they met with us 7 a.m. we would start, 7 or 8 every morning. We'd go all day until late at night, 7 days a week. And they figured these Americans, we're going to wear him down. He's just going to want to sign a deal to get home. And they wanted IP sharing. They wanted the state-of-the-art digital cellular equipment. But Hurd was given direction by Brewington, don't let them have the good stuff in the factory. They can take the old first generation cellular and refurbish it. That's all we want the Chinese factory to do.
That was the 1G, John?
That was 1G. We're going to pull out old 1G gear and they can fix it up. And it's not even digital. It's analog equipment. And China was not happy about this. They did not like getting treated like a second class country. But basically what Brewington was doing is taking discarded equipment from American cellular carriers. Instead of throwing it away, he was shipping it to China, letting the factory fix it up, adjust it to the local market, and upgrading the American companies to 2G digital, where you had texting and some more capabilities. And week after week, they would wear away at David Hurd and the lawyer who was with them, and just figured they'd break them. But they held tough. And I liked the story how the lawyer there sat there quietly in the meetings, and right towards the end, he pulled David aside and said, here's the numbers they need. Here's their metrics for beating us. And David said, how do you know all this? He said, I speak fluent Mandarin. I just didn't want them to know it. I could understand what they were saying to each other when the interpreter was away.